This is Trash Talk with your host, Garrett the Trash Man.
All right, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast, Trash Talk. We got Batman Ballard here. What's up, bro?
I'm just excited.
Ready to rock and roll Monday morning, ready to kill it, Christmas week, joy flying around. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. And usually behind the camera, but today in front of the camera, is the owner, operator, chief, captain of the ship of X Media, Tyler Johnson. Yay.
I never do this for anybody else's podcast, but I'm going to insert like a... the sound clips of like the audience clapping and stuff.
Yeah, you better be careful because I'm going to probably like that and then request it for a lot of different things and maybe some laughs and different things.
Like a toilet flush.
Yeah.
And...
I like that.
Yeah, I'm actually really nervous because like you said, I'm usually behind the camera. Now I know how everybody feels.
Well, you know what they say.
What did they say?
Don't be a
I had no idea what you were going with that.
Oh, Grant Cardone. You know, did you see he opened up his offices last week?
In Scottsdale?
I got tickets. I was going to go, but then it's just too tight. Couldn't make it happen. Get Granty on the podcast.
You know he would.
Grant! Yeah, let's do it. I'll start bugging him. I've talked on the phone with him twice.
Really?
At this point, yeah. Yeah, you can get through. So he does, I don't know if he still does them, but used to do those live Facebook pages. So what I did for about a week is I had my phone, I turned on my notification for when he goes live. As soon as he'd go live, boom, call, boom, call, boom, call. Did that, it was probably about 3 days of doing that till I got through. I've gotten through twice.
Ooh, the lolly.
I say, Grant, what's up, bro? Yeah, if you went back, you would, like, if I had wrote down the dates, you could go back on his Facebook page, find that live thing, you'd hear him talking to old Garrett the Trash Man. And so we could do that again and say, Grant, listen, you're in Scottsdale now. Tell me when you're in Scottsdale. Quick podcast. Be dope. Let's do it.
Word.
So, anyway, this is not going anywhere where I thought it would go. Well, let's rant. Are you ready to rant?
I'm ready.
All right, well, then go first. Let's hear it.
My rant today is about education.
Oh, great.
And education through reading books. So, I thought... in today's society, so many people spend an enormous amount of time on Netflix or just wasting time, social media and stuff like that. And if we want to be a successful country, we all need to educate ourselves a little bit more. Educate ourselves about politics, our vocabularies, stuff like that.
Be and more distinguished.
More distinguished, yeah, as a nation. And I think that, you know, now today with Audible and just the ease of getting books, not everyone has to sit down and open a paperback and read it. But, yeah, I think reading is...
You mean TikTok doesn't know all?
Sorry, John. No, TikTok doesn't know all.
Sorry, I don't even have a TikTok account.
Screw TikTok, but anyway.
Yeah, just educating yourself with books. And 'cause that's what I've done lately in my life is I was never a reader in high school or anything like that. And lately, in the last couple of years, I've dedicated myself to at least read, what, 5 books a year, which is not a whole lot compared to some people, but I've just seen a dramatic increase in how I look at things and where I'm going and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's like, it's crazy. Like, what you put in is what you get out. And it's like, yeah, you can put in stuff that doesn't add value. And what's cool, too, is like education. It can come from books. It can come from YouTube. It can come from, I mean, it can come from the social media platforms and stuff too if you're being more productive instead of like a zombie on there. But it really is wild. Like, you could be as educated as someone with a finance degree or I would say even a law degree through books and YouTube now. And there's never been a time in human history, at least that we know of, that information was shared. Able, like, so accessible like that.
And yep. For free, too.
Yeah, I know.
Free, yeah. 99.
Free 99. It is incredible, all you can learn. And, yeah, books, podcasts, YouTube, whatever. So
if I could put my rant into 3 words, it would be, or 2 words, educate yourself. That's you guys can quote me on that if you want.
Perfect. All right. I thought for sure you were just going to be like, if I could put my rant in three words, it would be go to the gym, even though that's four words. But I don't know if you guys seen that guy on Instagram that he just says that about 1,000 different ways. Like every day it's just a post and he says that a different way. It cracks me up. Now I know it's four words instead of three.
There you go.
All right, Johnny.
So I actually want to say something on Tyler's rant. And what I want to say is, love what you said, and I've had a similar experience of how educating myself. And it's funny how like that has changed for me, because my consumption has gone down of late. Like this actually probably honestly like this whole year. But it's because for a number of years before that, like it was like drinking from a fire hydrant of like just trying to get as much knowledge in a lot of different areas. And I've felt that like now I've really had this sense of feeling of like it's time for application of all that knowledge. Mm. It's like, okay, I've invested so much into getting into my head what I need to perform and create in my life what I want. And like now it's like, okay, listen, I can keep pouring that in, but if I'm not applying it and like it's not making that difference in my life that it ought, like that's really been prevalent to me. And I've also found myself being more intentional about like getting really specific about what I want to learn now.
Yeah.
Versus before it was just like very broad spectrum stuff. And now I find it being more and more like detailed into like, no, I want to learn about this specifically and having to go out and find that. So yeah, that's one thing I wanted to rant about. I got a double rant today.
Is that allowed?
It's not allowed.
I think we ought to allow it though.
Screw it, I'm doing it anyways.
We'll give you a pass.
That's it, get the gun out, I'm gonna kill him.
Hey, as my mother taught me, even though she won't claim it, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Okay, well, you might get shot.
Your mom but taught you that?
Yeah, not by word, but by deed.
Perfect.
So have you used it on her, against her?
Oh, all the time, and it drives her absolutely nutty.
Beautiful.
Anyways, head on to your second rant.
My second rant. As I was thinking about life and the craziness of it, and I know Garrett's touched on this subject before in rants, but so many people have no idea what they want in life. And like at times I'll be like, I don't know what I want in life in like a certain subject or domain.
Sure. Do I want a wife? Do I want a husband? Like,
that's not the course I was going to go.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Continue on.
I mean, if you got something to share here, Garrett.
Go ahead.
Anyways, what I was going to say is like, just decide on something and like go for it. You know, it is always better to go for something and realize you didn't want it and versus just not make a decision and not do anything.
Yeah. And I think the important thing for people to recognize is like what I see in that is it's momentum.
Yeah.
Like it's easier to turn a car that's moving than trying to turn that steering wheel when it's not moving and be like, oh no, I want to go over that direction. So before I even start, I'm going to crank this wheel over. And it's like, if you're moving, it's a lot easier to turn.
Yep.
And like that momentum is so freaking important, where if you're moving, then it's easy money to be turning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, it's like, if you don't know what you want, make it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's your decision anyways. So make it up. And guess what? If the first one thing you made up doesn't work for you after you got into it, great. Now you know what does.
Here's the thing. I think most people know what they want, but they're scared to, as Brandon might put it, open their creation hole and start the process. Because once that process starts, the possibility of failure is then opened up.
Yep.
Before you say, I want this. There's like no one can say, well, you failed, didn't get in that.
Yeah. Well, and another thing that I find myself is that, oh, I want this, but I'm going to be vague about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like getting really detailed and saying, damn it, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really clear. It's like, okay, now now you got to go. Now it's game time. Now it's time to really have some hoopspa.
Hoopspa, huh?
Hoopspa.
Yeah, go get it.
Beautiful. Dude, and I think what I got to say goes right along with that, like dead on, and it's about timing. And what I want to say is the timing is now. Like, how many things, something that I always think of is, what if in high school I would have just put $400 in Apple stock and Bitcoin? Like, I would have so much money right now I wouldn't know what to do with. And we were just, prior to this podcast, talking about houses and yep. real estate. What if 5 years ago I would have just scraped together every penny I had and put it into real estate, bought all the real estate I possibly could? I'd have millions of dollars right now. Mm-hmm. And, like, the time is now to do whatever you're waiting to do. So whoever's listening that's had this plan, is thinking about it, do it now. Everything is not going to be perfect. It's never perfect. The stars are not always perfectly aligned, and it happens exactly flawlessly how you would imagine it in your head. And the other thing I want to say with that is, like, if you're taking pushback as a sign that you shouldn't go that direction, I think that's a huge error. Pushback is the sign that that's the direction you need to go. If things are just happening flawlessly, like, that's when red flags start going up for me. Like, what is going on here? Like,
why is this so easy?
Yeah, easy. Either I'm not going for enough, or, like, yeah. But the pushback is the indicator that you're going in the right direction, and the time to start is now. Oidea, and you know what brought this up to mind? I was wondering this morning, Christmas vacation has started in the sense of, like, kids don't have school in most places and stuff today, and I thought, I wonder who's going to be at the gym today, and I wonder 2 weeks from now how much more are going to be there. And it's like, what a stupid, arbitrary thing to do, to be like, well, I want to be healthier, I want to do this, but instead of starting right now, today, getting it going, get the ball moving, get the momentum, I'm going to eat like crap for the next 2 weeks, sit like a bum, do everything against health, and then, because the calendar magically clicked over and it's a new year, I'll start. And I think that's just silly.
Just silly?
Absolutely. Just, it's shenanigans. It's,
I'd call it monkey business.
It's monkey business.
Hoopla.
Hoopla.
That seems like a word that John would use.
Hoopla. Yeah. Perfect. So that's what I got.
Love it.
All right. Everyone good with their rants?
Okay. Yeah. All right, Tyler, we're going to turn the rest of the time over to you.
Yeah, please, sir. Educate us.
well, today.
So, let's set it up, though. So, Tyler, I want an introduction. I want an introduction from you. Who you are, what you do. And, yeah, let's start there.
My name is Tyler Johnson. I am the owner of a company called X Media.
X.
That specializes in content creation, social media marketing, photography, videography, pictures. Is the same as photography, but just a whole bunch of stuff, basically. Well, we can get it taken care of, so. The whole kit caboodle.
So, how long ago did you start this?
So, I originally started with just videography. Do you just want me to get into the story?
Sure.
Do you just want me to tell my whole story?
Yeah, like, you've watched a bunch of these. You know how it goes.
So, I got off my mission, and one of the first purchases I made was a GoPro. It was the GoPro Hero 3, and we're on 10 now, so a lot of GoPros have come out since then. But, and I actually don't know why. I had seen, you know, the GoPro videos of people doing cool stuff, snowboarding or jumping out of planes and all that, and they get to capture it all with the GoPro. So I thought, when I get home from my mission, I'm going to get a GoPro, and I'm going to start capturing cool things that I do in my life.
You're like, the GoPro will make me better at snowboarding.
Yes. Did essentially. It? No. But so anyways, I got the GoPro, and I started making videos, just weird videos. I would take it on vacation and film our vacations. And the videos that would turn out, they weren't super good by any means, but my family's like, man, Tyler, you got a knack for that. You should try to make some money doing some type of video. And so, which led me to do wedding videos. So I started with my sister-in-law. She just wanted a free video and didn't really care. So I got to practice on her, and I did a video, and it was not very good at all. But I was like, you know what? I think I could make a lot of money doing this. And I was going to college at the time, so I thought it would be a good side job because I could do weddings on Saturdays and whatnot. So I started doing weddings, started upgrading my equipment, the software that I used, and then I just dove head, you know, into the YouTube world of education.
You're YouTube certified?
I am YouTube certified, and yeah.
It's a great place to get certified.
So I just learned everything I could, you know, that pertained to shooting wedding videos from YouTube, and I did that all through college, and it was really good because, like I said, I could go to school and make a decent amount of money on the side.
Something I've noticed that you can do that's a special skill, or maybe I'm just retarded. I don't know. But you've actually got the ability to be YouTube certified because you can sit down, search what you want to learn, click it, and watch the whole video. I've observed you doing that, and it's actually shocking to me. I didn't know anyone did that because I open a video, and I jump around, forward, oh, is that where I want to know? No, back, forward, back, 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 forward, forward, forward. Then after about 20 minutes of doing that to try to get to the good meat of a 7-minute video, I'm like, man, this guy doesn't know anything. I move on. So that's a unique skill. Or I'm retarded, one of the two.
To be determined.
I actually have probably spent more time on YouTube than I did studying in college for a 4-year degree. But
makes sense.
So anyways, yeah, I did
that. Welcome to America, everyone. Yeah.
That's what I did all through school. So I then I graduated with a degree in exercise science. I actually didn't study that at all. I just always saw it as a side hobby, just something I thought was kind of cool, but never something that I could do as a career. Because I actually hated filming wedding videos too.
And it wasn't fun to deal with brides.
It was stressful, and yeah, I don't like doing wedding videos, but I'll do them.
Okay.
For those listening, if you want a wedding video. Anyway, so then I graduated the degree in exercise science, and then ended up moving back to Snowflake. I was living in Utah at the time. And when I got to Snowflake with my degree, I thought I wanted to go in the direction of exercise in some way. And so my dad is a business owner. He is a physical therapist, and he helped me come up with an idea to maybe push me in that direction, which was in-home exercise for old people. And so I got that business set up and was starting to push it. But the thing was, is that whole time period was just so long. I was just dragging my feet with everything. It was really hard to stay motivated, and I just didn't quite feel passionate about it. I like exercise and I like teaching exercise, but I just didn't know if that was the route that I wanted to go. And in the meanwhile, while I was getting that business set up, I started working for you here at Larson Waste, doing some social media stuff and filming Garrett all day.
The trash man.
Garrett, the trash man, just filming him. And that's when I started to learn a whole different aspect to videography and editing and stuff like that. Because before then, it was just all weddings. And then this time I got to learn, you know, storytelling and a whole bunch of stuff like that. So anyways, while all that was happening, I was like, well, Garrett's over here trying to push me further into this career of, you know, really making videography and social media and stuff like that a career for me. But yet my dad helped me start this business over here, and this is the degree I got. And, you know, maybe, you know, which direction should I go? Essentially, I decided to not go with the exercise and started a company called X Media, which basically entails everything that I did for Larson Waste, but for other companies.
Has anyone showed up to arrest you for doing a job that's not in your degree?
No, but I have people, you know, they raise their eyebrows. They're like, oh, so you got your degree in exercise science. What do you do? And I'm like, oh, I do videography. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah.
So, dude, a couple things that I can see is like, I can see a lot of what John was speaking to in his rant. Of like you were in action, and that's what moved you to, like, you wouldn't have discovered and been where you're at if you hadn't have been in action in the first place. And that's something I think people will wait around and twiddle their thumbs. And like my experience of you setting up X Media, like that was a pretty short time frame compared to
the same exact thing
to what you were doing. Like, yeah, this isn't right, but I'm still going to move. And you spend all this time kind of getting this company set up, but you're not really into it. You're not liking it. But when you find something that you are more excited about, like the momentum and what you learned in that allowed you to move fast, get it going, get clients, like boom, 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 boom. Because I've been involved in this in a certain level, and I would say like it was like the time between like setting up and then onboarding clients was like no time at all.
Yeah, it was less than a month.
Yeah, and there was actually like a time period where it's like clients want to come and you gotta get the business set up so the clients actually have a business to interact with. And so I think
a business.
Okay, it's a business, I guess.
Wow, John.
So, yeah, no, I think that's super, an as-lived experience of what John was just saying there.
And that makes me want to ask, what brought clarity to you? And like, yeah, I want to jump into this.
I think it was all just the mental aspect of it. Like I said, with that other business, I was dragging my feet. I dreaded even doing the most simple things. Like, you know, my dad would be like, okay, the next thing you need to do is you need to go sit down with an accountant and get your EIN or whatever. And that was just like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to do it. Like, or hey, you need to get a business card. Mm-hmm. Or hey, you need to go talk to somebody and just, you know, whatever it was, even if it was little, it was just like, it made me feel sick. I didn't want to do it. I dreaded it. I just dragged my feet till the very last minute, told her I had to do it. And then with X Media, it just like, I don't feel that at all. Like it's still a little nerve wracking starting a business, but I just feel way more motivated to do the little steps necessary to get it going.
Would you say the path forward seems a lot more clear?
Yeah. Like just the motivation is just there. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh,
weird how when you're in alignment, things just tend to happen.
Yeah, they move forward. And it's not that I didn't have, like my dad was there helping me start that other business and he would give me all the steps and things that I needed to do and was even helping me do a lot of them. But I still just, I couldn't figure it out mentally. It was just like, oh, I really don't want to do this. But with X Media, it's like, wow, this is fun. This is exciting. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
So
something that comes to mind of just when you and I were talking about you doing this podcast earlier, and I've seen a couple posts since that that of guys talking about it, and what some people call is imposter syndrome. And after you and I had a discussion about you coming on the podcast, I think that'd be a useful thing to bring to people's attention because sometimes I think like putting a business together, whatever, if you haven't done it yet, I think you can have a image in your mind or some ideas of how it comes about, the people that do that type of thing, that is a little bit like you're holding them up way too high on a pedestal, like that they must have just known everything, we're just experts, walked in, like I can just move things and do things and it's no problem, when I think 99.9% of the time, it's not that way. Obviously, someone that's maybe starting their third business, you know, it's less of a big deal to do it. But when they were starting out, they didn't know what they were doing. They had to lean on others to help them and different things like that. And so, maybe what I'll do is just share a little bit of that conversation. Is you, like what you had shared with me is like, well, I feel silly coming on this podcast because I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't for, like, the people that are surrounding me to help me get here. Like, my dad, John, Garrett, like, you, like, that's why I was able to start this business. And it makes me wonder and come back to John of, like, hey, when you start business, like, was there no one ever that helped you get knowledge? You just knew it.
Nope, I'm just like the world's biggest badass.
Yeah, you were like, I'm over here building trusses, business time, and you just stepped out. Business.
That's exactly how it went. No, it was. I mean, for example, yeah, with home care, I worked a full-time job for a full year before I quit and went full-time in home care. Mm-hmm. So I would work from either 6 to 2, a straight 8 with no breaks, or a 5 to 1, and then the afternoons go do sales or paperwork or whatever. And I did that for a full year, okay? And I had a brother that gave me a business model. I had tons of people help me along the way. Like, yeah, it was.
And, like, not only that, like, you were in this great habit, too, and I don't know exactly where this fell, and where it fell exactly doesn't necessarily matter, but I know you had this incredible habit of taking successful people out to lunch.
Yes.
Questioning them about things and things like that, that all of that was, like, lifting you up to where you could be someone that, like, was able to step into running a business.
Oh, absolutely. I gained invaluable knowledge from just listening to other guys that had, you know, been in business for 30 years, you know, 20 years, and had seen it all, done it all.
Yeah. And I just mentioned that because I think there's a lot of people, and I know there's been times in my career where I've felt that way, where it's like, oh, man, like, I might be getting attention, or it's like, oh, yeah, kind of held up on a pedestal, like, oh, yeah, you start a business, or you've grown a business, or you're this, and it's like, you can feel that, but there's no need to, like, there's no one out there that's doing it all on their own. They're just not. They've got to learn. It's a process. I don't know why this comes to mind, but like Gary Vaynerchuk's story comes to mind, where his dad gave him an opportunity, and his dad, the people that worked for his dad, all that was a part of him growing to who he was. And yeah, he kind of had his special sauce, his take on things, but it wouldn't have worked for him to just go from not learning, not being propped up from those other people, not getting the experiences, to him starting his media company in the conference room of his buddies. And even that, he was like, I can't pay rent because I don't have any clients yet, and had a buddy that had a conference room that allowed him to use his conference room till he got his business up on his feet.
Yep.
So it's like, it just doesn't happen alone.
And that being said, I love how you said that, because since then, everything I've done, I have continually learned how to collaborate, and like, it is so much easier to create momentum when there's other people involved.
Yeah.
Like if you're a one man show and you're doing it all, whew, it's a bear to create some real momentum. But if you've got people who are behind you, supporting you, and they may not even actually be a part of your whatever you're doing next, but just having people around you, like that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and having those people around you, a lot of people can go throughout their whole lives and never intentionally surrounding themselves with people that push them in that way. And, like, that's something that's valuable, is to be like, yeah, I'm going to pay attention to who's around me, and are they lifting me up? And if not, I'm going to change who I spend most of my time with.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that was another thing that motivated me in this direction, too, was just being associated with people like you guys on the podcast, the business owners that I get to meet, and just, you know, being with people that are up to stuff was another reason where I'm like, hey.
And not only that, absorbing it too, because I've had people that have worked closely with myself, so they've had the same like interactions, like with John, with other people here at the company that you know, you've learned from, and it caused you to move action. I've had other people in that same position that just didn't absorb anything. It was just like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm seeing all these business people come in, share this great knowledge on this podcast, but instead of actually absorbing this knowledge, I'm just going to be over here on Instagram, not paying attention. You know, it takes a, like, who, there's a difference of who the person could be in that situation too.
So since we're on the subject of, you know, who you surround yourself with, I have a brother of mine who has, in the words of Brandon Craig, a seed of progression inside of him. And he has a desire to be more than what he is being right now. And that being said, most of his adult life, he has befriended those who need a friend. He is the biggest, most kind-hearted, gentle soul probably that I know. And he has always looked to, you know, reach down and pick people up. But what that has created in his life is that all of his friends are relying on him to hold them up.
Mm.
And he's like, I can't progress. You know, like, it's great that he has loved and helped these people and supported them and what they need in their life. But he has a seed of progression inside of him that really wants to get out and go build something incredible in life. And it's been really interesting. I've been talking to him a lot of late of how he has this desire to change those around him. Because, you know, how many times have we all heard, you are the five people that you hang around
yeah.
the most?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's like, the five people that I hang around the most aren't the kind of people that are going to help me get to where I want to get in life.
Yeah.
And it's been really interesting to watch how he is, like, in the very beginning of changing who is he is around. And it's an interesting process for him. And so I think it just goes to show, like, how powerful it has been, like, intentionally putting those in your life that will serve you and help you, and that you can then, and vice versa, serve and help and uplift and,
yeah,
and help create what they want to create, because then they're going to help you create what you want to create.
Yeah, like, it's really simple. Like, F everyone else. If they're not helping you, like, stomp on them, climb the ladder, kick them down.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. But what does come to mind with that is I just finished this book, and I actually just reset it to listen to it again. The best parenting book I've ever read, and it's called Raising Men. Awesome parenting book, and one big takeaway that I got out of this book is your kids. So the analogy this guy uses, this guy's a ex-Navy SEAL, and it's him and a bunch of his buddies talking about raising their boys, and he makes this analogy of when he had a job, and I don't know the exact description, I don't remember, but he was essentially the point man for his unit. So he would go ahead, he would be, you know, 50, 20 yards ahead of the rest of the unit, whether it's a hike or like going into somewhere, to see what's going on, to make sure it's safe, to see what's going on there. So if he starts getting shot at, it's not the whole unit getting shot, it's just him. And
that's nice.
Yeah, if he's hiking up thing, like, he knows this path is safe or whatever. And he talks about how as fathers, that's our job as well. And lots of times that's why we're not home nearly as much, because we've got to be out in the world discovering, building the best life as possible, so our sons can look to us as an example of how to live a good life, how to produce a good life. And I think that's applicable to the people that you want to lift up as well.
Yep.
Showing them is much more impactful than sitting down and having to come to Jesus moment or whatever. It's much more impactful to be like, yeah, I've been right there with you. Like, there's no ginormous difference between you and me, but you can watch me how I go create my life better. And like, that's so much more impactful than conversation or staying down in the muck with them.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's kind of the analogy he made of like, yeah, you can spend time at home, but if your time at home is come home, have a beer and watch TV, like, you're much better off going out, spending time creating a good life that your son can see as an example. And I think that's something really good to do when you want to lift other people up. Being an example is the best way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, I want to ask you, why ought, now that you're in X Media, you know, you're not just making videos for Bridezilla, and you've had this experience of marketing for businesses and like having an impact on those businesses, why ought a company market?
Why ought a company market?
Yeah, like, why spend the money at that? Like, why not just keep the money as the owner yourself?
Well, just from personal experience and the things that I've seen so far, marketing is by far the best way to spend your money as far as growth, return revenue, letting people know about your business and stuff like that. That's the best way to go about it. Because, I mean, I imagine every goal of a business is to make money, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to make money, you have to have customers.
Mm-hmm.
And to get those customers, you have to have exposure. And you expose yourself through tools like social media. because it's one of the easiest ways to expose yourself. I mean, just even on a personal account, I have over 800 friends. I can post a picture of myself, and those 800 people will most likely see that picture of me.
Yeah.
And so it's the same with the business. If you want people to know about your business or anything about your business, you expose it through a platform like social media. And, you know, in the past, people have done it through radio, billboards, TV commercials, and stuff like that. But we're moving to an age where those things are kind of phasing off, and social media is becoming, you know, that monster, and is by far the best way to do that. So I don't know if that answers, like, that's why a business ought to market.
Mm-hmm. Now for going off of Garrett's question, how does a marketing business market itself?
The exact same way that we would market for another business.
It's funny because Tyler and I have had this conversation, and it's insane how many digital marketers I've had send me letters, stop in and talk to me, which all of that is fine. Like, it's not like, I think marketing, like, there's a lot of stuff, and it's about efficiency of that dollar and how can you stretch that dollar the farthest. But there's so many companies I've had come to me, marketing companies, that I've never heard of, have never hit my radar, and they're coming to me to sell their product that they're not using to communicate with me.
That's great.
And I'm like, what are you doing? That was one of the very first conversations Tyler and I had. Is like, listen, we got to walk the walk with this, because most companies, they don't. And just like any business, I think it's a multifaceted thing. You know, like, depending on your business, it may be more useful to have someone see you, be aware of you, so when you show up to do an in-person sale, they're familiar with you. And sometimes it may be the sale all happens online, there's no interaction. But the fact of the matter is if you're showing up selling a specific way to market, which in your case would be on digital media, and no one hears of you except for on the radio, it's like, what are you doing? Which I'd argue no one's going to hear of you at all if you're just doing it on the radio, because, you know, who listens to the radio? But yeah, however it goes about, or it's like, yeah, we put all our money into billboards, so people will come do their digital marketing with us. Like, how silly would that be?
But it's, that's a good idea.
Dude, it's funny how many people are that way, though, because it's probably, I would say, I probably get more than a dozen digital marketers a year. Either send me a letter or come by in person that I have never heard of, never seen on my platforms, anything like that.
You've even told me that you've looked a lot of them up on social media and stuff, and their pages are empty.
Yeah, totally inactive, not doing a thing. Yeah.
So yes, we our plan for X Media is to market as if we would, you know, as we would for any other business that we market for. Which we have, like, the very first video is out on social media. I ran it as an ad, and we actually made a goal to post every week or post every day and to do what we would do for another business.
Yeah. And the funny, like, just to show the efficiency of that, like, you put that video together, put it up, and within the same week there was, I want to say, 3 potential clients, like, within
that,
a day.
Yeah, from that video.
And that's just the efficiency of it now, is that they're just the most useful platforms that have ever been made in way of targeting. Like, if an ad is ran on, say for your business, an ad is ran on the radio. I mean, we could say, hey, this is for business owners, but it's heard by anyone that happens to be on the radio. With digital marketing, it's incredible that now you can say, oh, hey, I want to target people that own businesses, and don't waste money or time putting this in front of someone that doesn't own a business. Someone that's working at a Walmart and has nothing else going on. I don't want to spend money to put it in front of them. Where in the past, whether it was TV, radio, like, there was a certain thing, like, sure, if you advertise on TV for a football game, you get a certain audience rather than for a soap opera.
Yep.
But it still was just so broad, and now you can freaking target it down to what you want.
Which the general public hates, because in order to do that, that's why Facebook tries to track you so much.
Well, I wouldn't say they hate, because I don't think they actually give a shit.
Yeah, well, they say they don't like it.
Yeah, well, people say that they believe in climate change too, but then nothing changes in their lives.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think they hate it the same way that famous actors believe in climate change. Like, we shouldn't be tracked like that. Let me spend all day on Facebook. Climate change is going to kill us all in 3 years. Let me get on my private jet. Like, I think that's how people hate it.
Yeah. But for business owners should love it, because it's a fantastic way. And another thing with digital marketing and marketing that way is the cost. Like, I've asked people how much they're spending to be up on a billboard or the radio. And it's absolutely crazy how much money they're spending to use those platforms, to where on Facebook you could be spending, as you know, less than 10 cents to put, you know, your ad or your video in front of one person.
Yeah.
And so it's very cost effective, and especially if you grow it in the right way, it's just amazing what impact you can have and what reach you can have with the amount of money that you're spending.
So being a new business owner, what has been most exciting for you, and what has been the most difficult part for you?
I would say the most exciting part about being a new business owner is just the experiences that I'm having, because they're all new. They're all so new, and the things that I'm learning. And then just the potential of how my life can change being a business owner. Because one of my goals in life is to become financially free. I have a very yellow personality. I hate working an 8-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. I just want to be free.
See how it's actually – wait, no, he did. I was going to say it's 9-to-5. But yeah, you actually added some time. Never mind. Sorry, continue.
Well, that was my last job before with you guys. It was 8 o'clock to 5. And so anyways, and I just hated that. I felt like my life was going nowhere. And owning a business is like, my life has the potential to be whatever I want it to be. Mm-hmm. So I think that's definitely one thing that I really enjoy about it. And then I'd say the most difficult thing is just – failing. Kind of, what was it, you, John, that was talking about that? At nights, I just lay awake thinking, oh, I don't want to fail this client. Don't want to fail this client. I don't want to mess up here. I don't want to get sued. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, I don't want my business partner to hate me. I don't, you know, and I just think about all the different things I can fail in. And I think that's hard, not to just kind of reserve yourself and not to just go full force. But
listen, if you don't get at least one cease and desist a year, you're just not pushing hard enough. It's that simple. I like to try to shoot for monthly one cease and desist, but at least yearly you got to have one cease and desist.
Yeah. Also, I would say the unknowns of starting a business. There's a lot of risk involved, and anytime you – this is my second business that I've started in the last year. It's just the unknowns, like, is this going to work? Are the clients going to want me, you know? Am I going to do a good job? You know, it's just all the unknowns. And, but so far it's going really well.
Awesome.
I love listening to it. Like, yeah. I just sit there and I'm like.
It's like you're reliving it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just sit there the countless nights of thinking the same thoughts of like, how's it going to work? What are we going to do? You know, da-da-da-da-da. Just all the intangibles. And it's crazy how you jump in and you just start doing something. And you do something, and then it brings clarity, and you find a detail that's really good. And then that you go on to the something, and then you totally drop the ball on something. And it's a total shit show. And then next thing, you knock it out of the ballpark, and you don't even know why you knocked it out of the ballpark. But you did.
Yeah. And I remember, and my situation was a little bit different where I stepped into a company that was already operating, but a lot of the feelings were the same. And it's so funny looking back now, just what would keep me up at night, where it's like, oh yeah, maybe I had one angry customer call that wanted something different, and how I handled it, and like the inappropriate use of my imagination that would just start running amok, like
monkey business.
Like, oh my gosh, like we told that guy we couldn't, and he's going to tell his neighbor, and his neighbor is probably going to be like the mayor of the city, and
it's going to go viral.
They're going to go this, and every yeah, you get one bad review, it's like, oh my gosh, like I would sit there and worry, and like, oh, I just ruined it all. It's all ruined.
Well, one thing you've told me is just to take it day by day. And I think that's what's really helped me get along is just take it one day at a time.
Win the day.
Win the day. Yep. Just get everything you accomplished that day and don't think about.
Yeah. Well, and I think a great example of that too is like you can spend so much time thinking exactly how things are going to turn out. And this isn't to say don't plan, because planning is an important thing. But content that's created is a very, very good indicator or like example of a lot that happens in life, where we have come up with ideas of videos that we're going to think are great. We put time into it. Even we think they are awesome. And you put it out there and it's like,
meh.
Yeah, I mean, it was all right, but no one really cared for it. And then another piece might be, oh, hey, I'm going to go do this. Pull out your phone real quick and film this, Tyler. And it's like, whoa, a million people love it, and it's great, and it's everything in the world. And it's like, there's so much of that in life where it's like, just do your best and like, let the rest happen, because you're not going to predict exactly how it's going to turn out. You're not going to pencil it out down to the pinpoint exactly how it's going to be, because so much is more about being someone that can continue to push in the way that you want it to go, no matter what happens, rather than being someone that just plans it out perfectly, because there's so many factors in any given situation that you can never account for everything.
Yeah.
And so that's like, as funny as it is to like hear you say what you're saying, and like John mentioned, and like I've had similar experiences, as funny as that is, it's like at the same time to take control of that and put it where it needs to be, which is out of your mind.
Yeah.
And it's and not to say that I've experienced you this way, but it really can run amok in a way that like goes way too far for people.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of people have horrible experiences running businesses because they don't ever get out of that.
Yeah. And what I would also say to those listening is like, you know, ideally, you know, we do this podcast for business purposes, yeah, to help other business owners, to, you know, help other people start their own businesses, you know. Tyler's a perfect example, you know?
Yeah.
And that being said, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some people listening to this that may also just be someone that, you know, listens to it for whatever different reason they may have. Yeah.
And gives them motivation. Maybe they don't have a desire to have a business but want to be better in the field that they're in.
Or they may want to say, listen, these guys, you know, I listen to them because they create what they want in their life in some way, some form. It's not a path of rose petals for them. You know, and this person's thinking, okay, I'm in a career that I'm absolutely miserable in, and if I could create myself over into this other career, you know, and it would look completely different, but it would be in alignment for me, and it would really work for me, and my life would be completely different just by switching careers. Like, you still have to overcome, and you still have to take the exact same action.
Yeah. Well, and they're probably sitting up thinking just like Tyler's, well, what if that doesn't work out? What if this goes this way? Like,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, it can be starting a business, or it can be going from being, you know, working from one company to another.
Yeah, or just saying, you know what? I want to be the manager of wherever I am working, you know? Or I want to climb the ladder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same process. It's taking action. And, yeah, like you're going to have doubts, you're going to have monkey business going on, or as Garrett would put it, an inappropriate use of your imagination.
That's right.
One time Garrett told me, because this was something that I worried about when I was first starting a business or with the whole exercise thing, is in my mind I thought, if this doesn't work out, my life's over. And I had a conversation with Garrett about that, and he's like, Tyler – your life, there's so much time in your life. I mean, you have a long time. You can do whatever you want. If this fails, go back to an 8-to-5 or 9-to-5, whatever. And if, you know, work that for a couple of years. If you don't like that, try a new business. If you don't like that, heck, go back to school. Or you can always change your mind and always do something different. And so that really motivated me too, especially in this. It's like, man, I already started this exercise business. I feel like I really need to go through with it. But Garrett's over here telling me that it's okay to quit it and do something else. And so that's what I would say too, is like, don't be afraid of changing your mind. Because like I said, you can always go back to a 9-to-5. You can always go get other jobs. You can you can change all the time.
And all I would say is, like, if you're changing, make sure you change because it's not what you, like, it doesn't align for you. Like, it's not what you want, not because it got hard.
Yeah.
Because lots of times you got to push through that hard and be committed to go through things that aren't easy to get where you want to get. And that's a completely different experience than, like, man, I'm starting this because it seems like the right thing to do, but it's kind of like pulling teeth everything I do. Like, it's not going to get easier as the road gets down. So I think that's sage advice. So here, let's bring this to an end because I've got to go use a bathroom. So Tyler, tell people where they can find X Media if they're interested in building their business, taking it to the next level, growing their revenue. How can they get a hold of you?
So Facebook is our main page, but we're on Facebook and Instagram. Just search X Media and message us there. We'll come talk to you and figure out what we can do to help your business.
All right. Love it. John, you got anything to cap this off with?
If you're listening, like, there's a lot of good stuff in this that, like, you may have just been listening to this all as a story, but I really enjoyed this podcast because a lot of things that we touched on are things that have been big in my life. So if you were just listening as an entertainment value, I'd encourage you to go back and re-listen because there's a lot of good principles in that we talked about today that apply to a lot of different facets of life.
Love it and agree. All right. Appreciate everyone listening. Share this podcast with everyone you know, your wife, your sister, your dog, your brother, your dad. Share it with everyone. Just share it. And appreciate you guys listening. Peace. Yeah.